Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy works alongside women and children struggling with homelessness in Dubuque, Iowa. Her message is entitled, "This Isn't Just Good News."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So the father divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he went out and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He was hungry and would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and more to spare, but here I am dying of hunger? I'll get up and go to my father, and I'll say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran to him and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quickly bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it. Let's eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And so they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was going on. The servant replied, "Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound." Then the older son became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." My sisters and brothers, this isn't just good. This is the incredible and overwhelming good news of our lavish and prodigal God. I don't just love this parable, I am deeply grateful for it. One of my sisters told me recently about a time early in her religious life when Father Eugene Laverdiere came to the mound and talked about this parable. She remembered him saying that that the Jewish people would have immediately known the significance of seemingly small events within the parable that may be hidden from or nuanced in our contemporary experience. One thing that stuck in my sister's mind was that the elder son stayed outside, which required his father to leave the house to talk to him, to plead with him to come inside and join the celebration. The Jewish crowds to whom Jesus was speaking would have immediately recognized the scandal of that seemingly insignificant encounter, which was that making the father leave the home was a supreme sign of disrespect by the elder son. Yet the father did not hesitate to come out. He did not hesitate to suffer humiliation in his effort and desire to reconcile the elder son to the family. They would have recognized that by asking for his inheritance, the younger son essentially was saying his father was dead to him. Yet still, the father took him back. Or that by eating the food given to swine, the younger son broke Jewish laws of purity, essentially giving up his faith and becoming a Gentile. Yet still, the father ran to him and took him back. Another of my sisters remembered a time when she attended a retreat of some sort and learned from the presenter that there are two meanings for the Hebrew word for son. Son, spoken by the father to the prodigal child, meant one who has grown in maturity, while son, as spoken to the elder son, meant one who remained immature and without growth. The father recognized both realities, yet loved each son where they were. Probably my favorite rendering of this parable is from The Return of the Prodigal Son by Henry Nouwen, and the soul-searching journey he took with Rembrandt's painting of the same name. The painting is full of hidden, partially hidden, and overt meaning. What deeply touched me and has stayed with me since I first read this book and reflected on the painting are the hands of the father who is compassionately embracing the wayward son. One hand is masculine, and one is clearly more slight and feminine. This is God our mother, God our father. God who embraces us in our fullness and in our emptiness, in all parts of our nature, feminine and masculine and everywhere in between. Our God is a God of wholeness and integrity and utter, complete, holy love, often unreciprocated love. I don't know about you, but sometimes I wonder at my own faith, which in truth sometimes seems to falter. I think I'm starting to understand that perhaps that's because in my and our humanity, it is sometimes simply too difficult to grasp this incredible, even irrational, yet constant good news of our prodigal God. Thank you.